While Abby and Eric get ready for the final round, it's time for us to play another game. Please welcome back our special guest, Taylor Schilling, everybody. All right, Taylor, Jonathan Coulton.
Yes.
Jonathan Coulton, Taylor.
Hello.
Hello.
Taylor, you and Jonathan Coulton are going to team up for this quiz, which is called Notorious and Eponymous. I'll ask you multiple choice questions about peculiar things named for people. And you can consult each other to come up with the answer.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. In 1561, a diplomat introduced tobacco to the French court, eventually leading to its widespread use in Europe. His name was Jean what? A. Nico. B. Hookah. Or C. Cigarette.
Okay. Jean Hookah. Sounds extremely unlikely.
Hookah.
Jean, if it were hookah.
Hookah.
Hookah was a French, right. But it's not. It's hookah.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Cigar.
It's Nico.
Nico. Nico. What does that have to do with
spelled
the subject?
N-I-C-O-T.
Well, like nicotine. Right. Maybe nicotine was named.
Nicotine.
Nicotine?
Nico. As in nicotine.
As in nicotine.
No, just call me Nico. I've got this.
And as in nicotine.
And cigarette as in...
That sounds goofy.
Well, see, that sounds
goofy. I'm going to let you go with this one.
I was going to say...
It sounds silly.
It sounds goofy because that's a cigarette is a small cigar, so there's no way they named a cigar after a larger version of it that doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you.
So we're going to go with Nico, I guess?
Nico.
Yeah, you're right. Nico.
Yes.
Jonathan, you were right. Jean Nico's name gave us the word nicotine. In 1866, a British naturalist in Trinidad noticed a creature known as the Millions Fish. He sent samples to a museum in the UK, and this fish is now commonly known by his last name. His name was Robert Lechmere. What? Robert Lechmere, A, Swedish. Robert Lechmere, B, minnow. Or Robert Lechmere, C, guppy.
The Swedish fish, which they saw everywhere, the candy that everyone saw everywhere.
I think the right answer is not on here. I think it's the fortune teller.
You know, that the thing that curls up in your hand.
Oh, I love those.
Love that too.
I need one. I need some answers.
Which do you think is more namey, minnow or guppy?
They both sound silly.
They do.
Mr. Guppy.
Mr. Guppy. It's Guppy. Pronounced Guppy.
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 Mr. Guppy. Mr. Minnow.
Mr. Minnow.
Guppy sounds right.
Guppy sounds right.
Guppy.
Yeah. Guppy.
Yeah, it's Guppy. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes. You're right. All right, in 1880, Irish farmers wanted an estate manager to lower their rents to help them survive the potato famine. When the manager refused, the farmers retaliated by refusing to interact with him in any shape or form. His name was Charles Cunningham what? A. Pickett, B. Embargo, or C. Boycott.
This is so funny. It's ridiculous.
Embargo sounds bananas as
it
a last
bananas.
Name.
It sounds bananas.
Charles Cunningham Embargo.
Embargo.
It's a lot of, you know, espionage.
Yeah, it sounds like a spy.
It sounds like a spy. Embargo.
Embargo.
Embargo Pickett.
Pickett sounds right. Pickett,
Boycott.
Or boycott.
Yes. Boycott. Actually.
That actually feels like that
actually,
could be a name.
Actually, boycott, now that I feel it in my mouth, sounds right.
It sounds namey. Boycott.
Okay. Sounds
like Prescott.
Right? It's right.
You're right. Yeah. Charles Cunningham Boycott.
There we go.
This is going great. We're doing a great job.
We're a great team.
All right, this is your last clue. A 19th century acrobat pioneered performing in a skin-tight one-piece that showed off his kick and bod. His name was Jules what? A. Singlet, B. Leotard, C. Spandex.
Okay. That's not singlet, right?
It's not singlet. It could be. Don't you think it's... I mean, there's a potential for it to be
There's potential,
singlet.
But I think it would be a weird coincidence that it's a one piece and his name happened to be singlet.
Okay, that's fair.
Right, like it all finally came together for him in that one moment.
He's like, oh my God, I know what I must do.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I think it leaves us with leotard.
Leotard, what was the other one?
Spandex.
Spandex. It can't be spandex.
It can't be spandex. Watch it be spandex.
I'm going to be so mad. Guppy.
But I don't feel like it's going to be spandex.
Leotard sounds right.
His name was Jules Leotard. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Good job.
And that guy also invented the flying trapeze.
Yeah. Wow.
In 1859. There you go.
Jules was active in circus arts.
That's
sure
right.
Was.
Hey, must have been.
You go to your Yale guy with that little tidbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you show him up.
Singlet? No.
Nope.
Leotard.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Flying trapeze.
Jules Leotard. Thank you for playing with us, Taylor. Taylor Schilling stars in Orange is the New Black, and her new film is called Family. Taylor Schilling, everybody.